what was happened the last time. A garden full of angels. No, sin and death did their construction and pleased their master. Yeah, sin and death had an idea to make a bridge over chaos to the promised land, to pass leopards, reapants, wilderness, coming to a new world, a really, really new one, and another one, and another new one, and another new world. Just to see clearly, to have in perspective what was happened last time.
الصلاة والسلام عليك صلى الله عليك وعلى آلك وعلى جميع الأنبياء والملائكة وارضى عن أصحابك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك صلى الله عليك وعلى آلك وعلى جميع الأنبياء والملائكة وارضى عن أصحابك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك صلى الله عليك وعلى آلك وعلى جميع الأنبياء والملائكة وارضى عن أصحابك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك صلى الله عليك وعلى آلك وعلى جميع الأنبياء والملائكة وارضى عن أصحابك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك صلى الله عليك وعلى آلك وعلى جميع الأنبياء والملائكة وارضى عن أصحابك يا سيدي يا رسول الله.
A hill. It was a hill of paradise, the highest, from whose top the hemisphere of earth in clearest ken stretched out to the ample stretch of Prospect lay. Not higher that hill, nor wider looking round, whereon for different cause the tempter set our second Adam in the wilderness, to show him all earth's kingdoms and their glory. His eye might there command wherever stood. City of old or modern fame, the seat of mightiest empire, from the destined walls of Cambaloo, seat of Cathenian Can and Smarakant by Oxus Temir's throne, to Paquin of Sinean kings, and thence to Agra and Lahore of great Mogul, down to the golden Chersonese, or where the Persian in Ekpatan sat, or since in Hispahan, or where the Russian Tsar in Moscow, or the Sultan in Byzance, Turchestan born, nor could his eye not ken the empire of Negus to his utmost port Erekoko, and the less maritime kings Mombasa and Kiloa and Melind and Sofala thought or fear to the realm of Congo and Angola far south, or thence from Niger flood to Atlas mount to the kingdoms of Almansor, Fes and Sass, Morocco and Algiers and Tremisen, on Europe fence, and where Rome was to sway the world. In spirit perhaps he also saw rich Mexico, the seat of Montezuma, and Cusco in Peru, the richest seat of Atahualpa, and yet unspoiled Guyana, whose great city Geryon's sons call El Dorado. But to nobler sights Michael from Adam's eyes the film removed, which that false fruit that promised clearer sight had bred. then purged with euphrasy and rue the visual nerve, for he had much to see, and from the well of life 3 drops instilled, so deep the power of these ingredients pierced even to the inmost seat of mental sight, that Adam, now enforced to close his eyes, sunk down, and all his spirits became entranced. third day, a huge fire flared in the forest. Men, horses, and trees clutched within a circle of fire sent out awful cries. The rangers firing through that wall of smoke and flames blocked every avenue of escape. Mad with terror, the horses of the artillery, there were almost 1,000 of them, hurled themselves into the fernes and broke through the besieging flames and machine guns. Many perished within the flames, but most of them succeed in reaching the shores of the lake and threw themselves into the water. The lake is not deep there. It's not more than 6 feet, but 100 yards from the shore, the bottom suddenly drops. Pressed within that narrow space, the lakeshore curves inward and forming a small bay between the deeper water and the barrier of fire. The horses clustered, shuddering with cold and fear, their heads stretched out above the surface of the water. Those nearer to land were scorched by flames and reared and struggled to hoist themselves onto the backs of the others, tried to push a way open by biting and kicking. And while still madly struggling, the ice gripped them. The north wind swoops down during the night. The cold became frightful. Suddenly, with the peculiar vibrating noise of breaking glass, the water froze. The heat balance was broken, and the sea, the lakes, the rivers froze. In such instance, even sea waves are gripped in mid-air and become round ice waves suspended in the void. On the following day, when the first rangers patrols, their hair signed, their faces blackened by smoke, cautiously stepped over the warm ashes in the charred forest and reached the lake shore, a horrible and amazing sight met their eyes. The lake looked like a vast sheet of white marble on which rested hundreds upon hundreds of horses' heads. They appeared to have been chopped off cleanly with an axe. Only the heads stuck out of the crust of ice, and they were all facing the shore. The white flame of terror still burned in their white open eyes.
Глазами взвила выстрелу, улыбку убери твою, а сердце рвется к выстрелу, а горло бредит бритвою. В бессвязный бред о демоне растет моя тоска. Идет за мной, к воде манит, ведет на крыше скат. Снега кругом, снегов налет, завьются и замрут. И падает опять на лед замерзший изумруд. Дрожит душа, меж льдов она, турмузыша, меж льдов она, турмузыша, наша жертва. На лед душа, меж льдов она, дрожит душа, меж льдов она, и ей из льдов не набережной не выйти,
заколдованной
набережной не выйти,
мордости
увинен жильбен, набережной не выйти,
а та страценность
идет за мной, оба вместе
того злата
рванусь на крыше скат.
Je možností. Je možností. Je toho zlata bude. A halzo ho ten ráj znovu bude. Toho
Všechno, co tam bylo, nyní nevím, ani nevím, ale to je obecná už tajnka, že? Taková je tajnka, který má bylo, ani nevím, že nyní nevím, že nyní nevím. A to je takové, že šeš, a to je takové, že má to znamená, že a to je takové, má to znamená, že všechno, má to znamená, a tam a je základ, ani nevím, o úvěl, nějaký obraz, nezůžek, to je, 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 to
told him about the prisoners in the camp who fed the corpses of their comrades. And actually he had burst out laughing. I mean, I met him. He was the commander and in this villa of this embassy. I had felt strangely attracted by his pale face, his unbelievable cold eyes, his huge ears and small fish mouth. He burst out laughing. Did they enjoy eating them? He left opening wide his small pink roof fish mouth, showing his crowd sharp fish-like teeth. I would like have to see another face with the same cruel expression that disfigured him, and to hear him also ask me in his tired, mellow voice, did they enjoy eating them? They are afraid of everything and everybody. They kill and destroy out of fear. I mean, what I have to say? No, what I can say? No, I mean, not that they fear death. None of them. Men or women, young or old, fears death. They are not afraid. They are even not afraid of suffering. In a way, one may say that they like pain. But they are afraid of all that is living. They are afraid of all that is living outside of themselves and of all that is different from them. I mean, the disease from which they suffer is mysterious. They are afraid above all of the weak, of the defenseless, of the sick, of women and of children. They are afraid of the aged. Their fears has always aroused a profound pity. If somebody is or were to feel sorry for them, perhaps they would be healed of the horrible disease. Yeah, all right. They are bloodthirsty. It is true. Yes, it's true. They butcher people without mercy. They kill the defenseless. They hang Jews on the trees in the village squares, burn them alive in their houses like rats. They shoot peasants and workers in the yards of the Kolkhoz and wherever factories. I have seen them laughing, eating and sleeping in the shed of corpses swinging from the branches of trees. If they kill birds? No, they don't kill birds. It's not true. They have no time to bother with birds. They have just the time enough to bother with human beings. As I said, they butcher Jews, workers, peasants. They set fire to towns and villages with savage fury, but they don't kill birds. No, they do not kill birds. Oh, no. How many beautiful birds are here. How many beautiful birds? Many, many beautiful. I mean, they are more beautiful than elsewhere. Yeah. Actually, they are more beautiful and happier. There are countless families of the most beautiful birds here. They fly about in thousands, twittering among the leaves. They rest on the slivery branches of birches, on the ears of wheat, on the golden petals of sunflowers in order to peck the seeds out of large black centers. They can be heard singing ceaselessly through the rumble of guns, the rattling of machine guns, through the deep hum of aircraft over in the vast plain of the country. They rest on the shoulders of men, on saddles, on the manes of horses, on gun carriages, on rifle barrels, on the panzers, gunning towers, and on the boots of the dead. They are not afraid of the dead. They are small, alert, merry birds. Some gray, others green, still others red, and some yellow. Some are only red or blue on their chest. Some only on the neck, some on their tails, some are white with a blue throat. And I have seen some that are very tiny and proud, all white, spotlessly white. And at dawn they begin to sing sweetly in the cornfield. And they raise their heads from a gloomy slumber to listen to their happy song. They fly in thousands over the battlefields. They twitter away free and merry, and they are not afraid of the war. They are not afraid of whomever. They do not linger on branches to look down on the slaughter, but they float in the blue singing. They follow from above the armies marching across the limitless plain. The birds are truly beautiful. Thank you.
jollity and game, to luxury and riot, feast and dance, marrying or prostituting as befell, rape or adultery, where passing fair allured them. Thence from cups to civil brawls, at length a reverend seer among them came, and of their doings great dislike declared, and testified against their ways. He oft frequent their assemblies, where so met triumphs or festivals, and to them preached conversion and repentance, as to souls in prison, under judgments imminent. But all in vain, which when he saw, he ceased contending and removed his tents far off. Then, from the mountain hewing timber tall, began to build a vessel of huge bulk, measured by cubit length and breadth and height, smeared round with pitch, and in the side a door contrived, and of provisions laid in large for man and beast. When, lo, a wonder strange, of every beast and bird and insect small came sevens and pairs, and entered in as taught their order. Last, their sire and his three sons with their four wives, and God made fast the door. Meanwhile the south wind rose, and with black wings white hovering, all the clouds together drove from under heaven. The hills to their supply vapor and exhalation dusk and moist sent up amain. And now the thickened sky, like a dark ceiling stud, down rushed the rain, impetuous and continued, till the earth no more was seen. The floating vessel swam uplifted, and secure with a beaked prow rolled, tilting over the waves, all dwellings else flood overwhelmed, and them with all their pomp deep under water rolled, sea covered sea, sea without shore, and in their palaces, where luxury late reigned, sea monsters whelped and stabled, of mankind so numerous late all left, in one small bottom swam embarked. Thee another flood, depopulation of tears and sorrow, a flood. Thee also drowned and sunk thee as thy sons, till gently reared by the angel and thy feet thou studdest at last, thou comfortless, and when a father mourns his children, all in view destroyed at once. O vision ill foreseen! Better had I lived ignorant of future. A blight past, shaped present, and possible future.